From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A landmark ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court today has the potential to revolutionize political campaigns. The justices struck down long-standing distinctions between individual and corporate spending in an election. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Supreme Court has held for decades that the government can prohibit corporations from spending millions of dollars on ads for candidates. Today, the court overturned that precedent by a vote of 5-4. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote for the court's conservatives, saying, "The censorship we now confront is vast in its reach." He called campaign finance laws a violation of the First Amendment and wrote, "Factions should be checked by permitting them all to speak." In dissent, Justice John Paul Stevens called the majority profoundly misguided. He said, "The court's ruling threatens to undermine the integrity of elected institutions across the nation." Although some restrictions remain in place, the decision appears to open the door for a flood of corporate money to influence the next election cycle. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
International teams are getting a clearer picture of the devastation that last week's earthquake caused in Haiti. An estimated 2 million people are homeless, and authorities are now estimating as many as 200,000 people are dead. Former Senator John Edwards has admitted he is the father of a young girl born to a worker on his presidential campaign. Edwards had earlier confessed to having an affair with the woman, but until now had denied paternity. NPR's Adam Huckberg has details.
Edwards, the 2004 Democratic vice presidential nominee, issued a written statement admitting that he fathered Frances Quinn Hunter, who's now almost 2 years old. The girl's mother, Riel Hunter, worked on Edwards' 2008 presidential campaign. The former senator previously admitted to having an affair after the National Enquirer published allegations about the relationship. But for more than a year, he denied he was the girl's father. Instead, one of his campaign aides claimed paternity. Now, as the campaign aide prepares to release a tell-all book, Edwards finally has admitted that he himself is Quinn's father. In his new statement, Edwards said he'll do everything in his power to provide Quinn with the love and support she deserves. He said he's truly sorry to those he hurt. Adam Huckberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
President Obama is proposing tighter limits on risky financial practices. The restrictions are aimed at preventing banks and other financial firms from engaging in the kinds of methods that threw the nation into a financial crisis in the first place.
We have to enact common sense reforms that will protect American taxpayers and the American economy from future crises as well.
The president says the proposal includes size and complexity limits, specifically on proprietary trading in which a firm makes bets on financial markets with its own money rather than carrying out a trade for a client. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 200 points at 10,395, NASDAQ down 26 at 2265. This is NPR. Arizona is being hammered by a series of powerful winter storms. Phoenix is experiencing record rainfall, and nearly 2 feet of snow have fallen in Flagstaff over the last 24 hours. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris Cole reports.
For the third day in a row, schools across northern Arizona have shut down because of severe winter weather and heavy snowfall, and forecasters predict several more feet of snow in the Flagstaff area over the next 24 hours. At least one major interstate in northern Arizona has been shut down because of the storm, and the National Park Service has closed all national monuments in and around Flagstaff. Search and rescue teams are looking for at least one overdue snowboarder last seen in an out-of-bounds area at the Arizona Snow Bowl ski resort near Flagstaff. Warnings for blizzards, flash floods, and high winds are in effect across the state of Arizona today. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris Cole in Flagstaff.
More than 1,000 homes in Los Angeles County are still under evacuation orders. The region is bracing for yet another storm and possibly mudslides. Hillsides that were scorched by a large wildfire over the summer are now soaked from a week of downpours. The newly elected senator from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, is making the rounds on Capitol Hill. This hour, the Republican is due to have lunch with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and other members of the GOP. Brown was elected Tuesday to fill a seat left vacant by the late Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy. It is uncertain when Brown will be sworn in. President Obama is urging Democrats to wait for Brown before they move forward on health care legislation, which has become more vulnerable since the Senate lost a Democratic seat. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.